This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Every year, the Boise Goathead Festival is a way for folks to come out and enjoy the outdoor lifestyle that makes the capital city so unique. However, since we can't gather in big groups this summer, this year's festival is being reimagined. Joining us live today to talk about this is Jimmy Halliburton, one of the founders of the Goathead Festival. Welcome, Jimmy.
Gemma, thanks so much for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
Hey, for folks who may not be familiar with the Goathead Festival, can you talk to us about how it normally looks?
Yeah, absolutely. So for about 13 years, we had this incredible festival in Boise called Tour de Fat, and thousands of people gathered every single year for these huge bicycle parades. That festival went away, and Boise Goathead Fest sort of came in and replaced it with this very, very hyper-local, wonderfully weird, pedal-powered festival where we gathered 5,000 people in front of the Capitol building in costumes and put on all these great shows and did this bike parade where we were shoulder to shoulder with people and then dancing together once the parade ended. And it was just this wonderful celebration of all things bicycle while trying to get rid of invasive goat heads to give us flat tires at the same time. And of course, this year, that just was not an option.
Right. I mean, when you said 5,000 people, I mean, that's something that won't happen this year. So because of that, instead of just kind of folding the event for the year, I mean, you guys really went to the drawing board and seriously reimagined what the Goathead Festival will look like this year.
Yeah, back in February and March, we were watching what was happening with Treefort Music Festival and how they were having to make a decision whether to move forward or to stop or what they were going to do. And thank goodness that they decided to postpone at that point. And we really saw the writing on the wall that this was going to be the case for every single event that happened this year. And people were going to plan and they were going to wait till the last second. They were going to see if things had gotten better. And we wanted to make sure that we were planning and creating a festival and an experience for people that would be able to take place no matter what stage of recovery that we were in. So we went back to the drawing boards completely and we said, okay, we want to make this tangible. We don't want to do something on Zoom. We want to actually get people out of their houses and doing something fun. And we still want to create a shared experience. And so we started thinking about like history and shared experiences and what were things that brought people together. And it kind of defaulted back to this idea of the radio and gathering around the radio and this shared experience that people might be having in different places. And then, of course, the bicycle. And so we hooked up with Radio Boise and we said, what if we create a day-long live streamed radio show that everybody can tune into no matter what part of town that they lived in? And we still held a 5,000 person bicycle parade, but instead of starting at the Capitol building, it started and ended in your own driveway. So we could create this sort of separate but together sort of experience where we were all riding around, we were still in costume, we were still making our community a more vibrant place and you'd be able to see each other, but at a distance that was safe no matter what stage of COVID we were in.
So with that, I mean, you're kind of saying this is a basically kind of choose your own adventure Goathead Fest, right? So you leave from your driveway on your bicycles, but then where do you go at that point to kind of safely distance but gather?
Well, we have events that are popping up all over town and they're ongoing for several hours. And so no matter what time you arrive, there'll be something that you'll never get off your bike. You'll just ride through. But the way that I describe this experience, Gemma, is like, imagine waking up in the morning, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, and you tune on your radio to Radio Boise, and all of a sudden there's a voice on there that's telling you to get ready, to get your costume on, to get your bicycle ready to go, to put on your sunscreen, to do all these things while you're dancing to this, you know, fun and funky music. And then it tells you, get out to your driveway at 10:30 a.m., and you're standing there in your driveway with your family and costume on your bicycle, and you start to count down to 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And as you look down the street, you can see that you've got some neighbors in your driveway over here, and there's some neighbors down there, and they're in costume as well. You turn onto the street, and each time you turn onto another road, you start seeing more people in costume at a distance, you know, riding to these different destinations. And so it's like this ant farm of people in costume on their bicycles, all listening to the same, you know, music. And they'll be riding to three different areas of town, all that are close to the Greenbelt. Meriwether Ciders in Garden City, Lost Grove Brewing is right by Ann Morrison Park, and then the Switchback is over by the Harris Ranch area. And so you'll go to whatever these locations are closest to your house, you know, should be within about 1 to 3 mile ride. You'll roll through. You'll never come to a stop. You'll never gather in a big group. We'll get your picture taken. You can pre-order food and there'll be a separate line where we can hand that off to you. And then you'll go and hang out at a picnic in the park. And we've worked with the city of Boise to have different rest locations at any park that you want to go to. So whatever your comfort level is. And then these different events will kind of pop up through the day. And it could be that your comfort level is, I'm going to go get my picture taken. We're going to ride through this little obstacle course. And then we're going to go home and we're going to listen to the rest of the radio show in my front yard. And if that's all that you do, that's a success. If you decide that after that, you want to start going to all these different pop-up events that won't be happening until 5 p.m., you know, you might be able to go and ride through the middle of a water fight that some neighbors that are putting on across the street and cool down. Or you might be able to go to a Star Wars versus Star Trek sort of themed party where neighbors are going to have, you know, Star Wars on one side and Star Trek on the other side. And you just basically just ride through and sort of enjoy it. So it'll be this choose your own adventure bicycle ride that will be unlike any bicycle ride that you've ever gone on. It really highlights our community, brings some color back into these days that might seem a little bit gloomy, and kind of get people out there enjoying a community-wide experience.
Yeah. And this is happening on August 1st. And so people can get all the information at the Goathead Festival website. Before I let you go though, Jimmy, you're also the founder of the Boise Bicycle Project. And I've heard through the grapevine that some of your donations are down. And I mean, you're having to like, for instance, repatch tires over and over again. So are you guys collecting donations still? And what do you need if you are?
We are taking bicycle donations. People need to bring those down here during our open hours. And you can find those at BoiseBicycleProject.org. But yeah, it's a tough time right now. There's the supply chain isn't really intact for a lot of things that are bicycle oriented. So tubes and tires are running out all over the country. We're still trying to get bicycles in the hands of people who need them the most. People, because of the financial situation, you know, donations are down a little bit. And that's, you know, why this event is so important. It's really going to raise funds for a lot of our different nonprofits. And in fact, a lot of the on the BoiseGoatheadFest.com page, you can donate to these nonprofits and those donations will be matched. And so by people going out there and riding and participating and by buying Boise Goathead Fest beer and swag and t-shirts and all these different things, you can support a lot of these nonprofits who typically would be hosting their own events. You know, larger scale, larger gatherings where there really is the opportunity to bring some income in that just may not exist this year. So it's a great way again to go have fun while also supporting local businesses, local nonprofits, and making sure that we can continue to do the work that we're doing in the community.
I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day, Jimmy. We've been talking with Jimmy Halliburton about this year's upcoming Goathead Festival, which will take place August 1st. Choose your own adventure. Jimmy, always good to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Gemma.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. Our producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Thanks to Troy Oppie for running the board today. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.